Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, hour number two. On this Thursday, March the 2nd, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, and we thank Sue McGowan, Republican candidate for mayor in the primary coming up this May, for coming on the show this morning. Well, I think they've all been on now. Glenn Coble, the Democrat, Bill Collins, the Republican, and Sue McGowan. And they can come back as often as they like. Does anybody have any thoughts on the Sue McGowan interview? 740-751-4038. And hopefully the phone lines are going to work now. Because as I said, after Monday's show, losing the phone line again, I think everything has worked out now. So if you call even this number, you will get the busy signal. And that way the phones won't crash and things will not... leave us in problem territory if you win a prize or are playing a game. So any thoughts on the Sue McGowan interview, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. As I hop between the studio and the home office. Do want to remind everybody, yesterday we did we had some fun with some trivia. We gave away a Del Taco beanie, which I believe was won by Ryan. And we also gave away a Del Taco $10 gift card. And you know what? It's at the office, and I cannot remember who won the Del Taco gift card, but it's also at the office. And you can pick those up today. If you did not pick those up yesterday, between 10 a.m. and 12 noon while Linda is there. I know Ryan won the beanie. But honestly, off the top of my head, I can't remember who won the gift card. Now, we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff tomorrow morning, so tune in tomorrow morning starting at 8:15 a.m. And I'll be on through 1 o'clock tomorrow, so that'll give us a lot of time to give a lot of things out, and I will be from the studio. But any thoughts on anything? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. It's been kind of a big political week here in Marion. From the Bill Collins situation in which he was, well, for the time being, he was, the protest was dropped against him because of lack of merit, with a Democrat bringing the charge against him that he should not be on the ballot. And now Sue saying she would have brought the charge, but... the deadline has passed. So there you go. Any thoughts on any of this? 740-751-4038. Other than that, you can pick up your gifts at the office today. 10 to noon. Remember, Voice of a People with Linda Sims. 10:15 to 12 noon today. And Adam the Computer Guy. 12:15 until 1 o'clock. All right. Well, let's get back to our... trivia here. That's always a lot of fun, and hopefully it works right this time. Now, we still had one answer left from yesterday that we did not get. Now, the question was, businesses that were... Well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this momentarily. All right, go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to say I enjoyed your interview this morning. I think you did a real good job.
Good. Did you get the feeling that you know Sue at this point?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on her as a candidate for mayor?
Well, I'm not a Republican, so wouldn't be voting, but I'd rather not say, but I think your interview brought out a lot of stuff that will help people make up their minds.
Well, good. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, hey, that's all we hope to do here, to be honest with you. We hope to bring out information so you have all the facts when you go to the voting booth. So I appreciate that. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the Sue McGowan interview or anything else going on in Marion at this point? Now, here's where we left the trivia off the other day. Yesterday. Would it have been yesterday? Yeah, I think it was actually yesterday. The question was, and we got a whole lot of answers on this. The question was, businesses that were or are on North Main Street. Now, I'm considering North Main Street north of the tracks on Main Street. So, businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Now, we have one left that we did not get yesterday, and I said it was a restaurant, a place to get food. Let's put it that way. It was a place to get food. Has anybody thought of what that place is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the business that was or is on North Main Street that had to deal with food? Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Did somebody say one of the other radio stations, the one beginning with WM, they're on North Main, right?
They are on North Main. I think two people guessed that yesterday. But they don't serve food.
Well, there's that Mexican, small Mexican restaurant. I keep forgetting their name, but you told me who they were once. It's pretty popular.
Yeah, Victor's. We got that yesterday, yep.
Okay, I probably am coming in at the wrong time, but at least I know a little bit about the area.
Well, what did you make of the Sue McGowan? Did you get to hear Sue this morning?
Just heard the tail end. She tells it like it is. She sounds open, you know. You know, you mentioned some controversial type issues toward the end, and she pretty much said live and let live, and that's the best way.
What do you make of her take on Bill Collins as...
I was not listening at that particular point. We had the sheriff in Franklin County run for mayor of Columbus. I didn't hear anything like this at that point. So I kind of wondered how it came up. And I remember, because I remember I voted for him in that election. So I didn't like the other candidate. Of course, he didn't win. But and I think other places, law enforcement people, do run. So I'm not quite sure why there's a hubbub. You know, I don't think I know enough about the situation to give a detailed analysis, but I don't recall hearing this before. I mean, law enforcement people certainly do run.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with being law enforcement, just to the fact that he would be considered a classified employee because he said he dealt with the budget. And a classified employee, according to the Ohio Revised Code, should not be running for office.
Well, didn't the Franklin County Sheriff, when he ran, wouldn't he be in the same situation? He was actively the sheriff at that time.
Well, it's certainly...
I might be missing something, but I think when you're in government, you do get information that's not available to general public. So I can understand the concern. I really think a lot of it is due to Collins probably being the leading candidate at this point. But as I talked about with Dr. Ron, I wouldn't mind if Glenn won. I don't think he will, but I wouldn't mind. He's a good person.
Now, what do you think works against... I didn't hear the show with Dr. Feynman. What do you think works against Glenn at this point?
Well, this isn't a concern with me, but that he's an atheist. That's not going to sit well with people. And he's older, although he's young for someone in his age group, but, you know, he retired. And he mentioned that he might be taking some time off to do non-mayoral things while in office. That didn't sit all too well with me. I do believe, and this is certainly a plus, you know, he's quite liberal, but I don't think those politics would get in the way or influence how he governs. I think as a mayor of a smaller city, his interest in the city, which is tremendous, as I mentioned, you know, he loves his country. He loves it. He loves the area. He knows the area well. He's well spoken. You know, radio guy. I mean, come on. So I don't think that his personal beliefs will get in the way, but I think people are aware of them. Honestly, I think, Scott, what may not sit well most predominantly is being an atheist, and that doesn't matter to me. But I admire him for saying that and standing up for it. And even saying that he's like a Christian atheist, that he has Christian-type values. I'm kind of similar. I don't consider myself an atheist. I'm non-denominational, but I think I do have values that are traditionally associated with a good Christian. So it'll be fascinating to find out. Yeah, I will say Glenn is well-spoken. He's a radio person. And don't let his age fool you. He's sharp as a tack. But I think Bill Collins is the most recognizable. I don't know him that well. I mean, I know Glenn, obviously, just with being friends and being part of this station and a previous station. But I think he certainly has a visibility. He seems moderate. And I'm pro-law enforcement, so I like the idea of a law enforcement person as mayor. As I was not afraid to tell them at the Fruitcake event, our sheriff and police chief have done an awesome job in keeping the city safe, working on the drug problem and other things that Marion has a bad reputation for. They've done incredible work with more to come. I'm not as familiar, of course, with Bill's tenure as police chief, but my understanding is he was a good one also, and we're lucky to have good law enforcement, and that's going to sit well. And if some of Bill's personal beliefs are far to the right of mine, just like some of Glenn's beliefs are far to the left of mine, I don't think it's much of a concern. But well, we shall see. You know, we certainly have had surprises in the presidential elections, so who knows? Who knows what might happen? We have three interesting candidates, and I certainly see much good in all of them.
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting me the most is the fact that for the first time, and like I've said, at least half a century, none of the people running for mayor have ever served in city government.
Right. We have a good field of people for sure.
Does that matter is the question, because we just had this hubbub with the auditor where people seem to feel that one of the issues there.
Donald Trump became president with no political experience, no military experience. Certainly, Scott S., call him Scott S. number two because he's in the middle age range of the three Scott S.'s. They're well known in Marion. He certainly had political experience. He was a teacher. I mean, being a teacher and being a politician, there are much similarity. Glenn has an educational background. So it helps. But I think all three are smart and they can learn. And I mean, being in upper management in law enforcement, that's sort of like political, because there are plenty of politics in that job, whether or not you're an elected official.
Well, we shall see how it all shakes out.
I think it'd be cool to have a female mayor. I'm not sure how that will sit with some people. I don't know. I personally think, and this came up, you know, you probably saw Lori Lightfoot and her comments, and you can imagine what I think about her. But she's beyond, let's say, for lack of a better term, beyond stupidity even to discuss in this conversation. I'm not going to insult my fellow members of the Homo sapiens species. I really think that the concept that people don't want a female in politics is overstated. Maybe that's my own bias that I think it's cool if a female has a high-level political position, but I vote for candidates based upon qualifications.
Well, I think the reason it's all
about Lori Lightfoot's comments, feel free to do so. That would be a couple shows worth.
Well, no, I think the reason that people bring up the gender is because, you know, over 100 years, women have had the right to vote now. We've never had a female president, never had a female governor of Ohio, and never had a female mayor of Marion. Now, you would think in over 100 years that somewhere along the line, somebody would come along that would get one of those positions.
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides. Have there been qualified candidates? I mean, there certainly are people that would never vote for even other females who just would not vote for a female. Now, that's a shame. You know, that's get back to Lightfoot again. I thought it was cool. A black lesbian became mayor of the city 6 hours from us, third largest city in the country. But,
well, see, that comes. That's a whole.
Look how that turned out. Yeah, I think it'd be cool to. I think Marion would set a good example, but I don't want someone to be voted just because of a demographic.
You mean the gender?
Yeah. Well, gender, race, sexual orientation, or anything else.
Well, that's the thing. Now you know that the mayor of Chicago currently is not. Is a lesbian. Now, should we know that? And that's what I was getting, because Sue was talking about...
I don't know. I mean, Sue mentioned it. Yeah, it shouldn't be a basis. To me, I mean, just the way that I am, I think it's cool, again, if it's not a straight white male, if it's something different. However, I vote for people based upon qualifications. But, you know, I will say, you know, I voted for Hillary, as I've told you. I would still vote for her. I understand she's made statements that are not consistent with mine, but that's just because she's going along with her party. She's not far left as she may be quoted, but again, she has to stay with the party, being a national, international figure, and, you know, first lady of a popular Democratic president. I think it would have been cool, a former first lady, and again, first female. So, but the coolness that is not the primary factor. I look at qualification. It's just kind of a bonus.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out in the end.
It's also just a shame that, you know, somewhat as bad as Lightfoot, that she had to break that barrier of being a member of multiple demographics that are not the most common demographic of the mayor, especially of a very, very large city. But that's how it goes. You live and you learn. And, you know, there's been a lot of social media on that. And... And the coolness helps. It'd be cool, you know. I don't know how many female mayors have been in mayors of cities the size of Marion. I imagine not too many. You know, look at cities that I kind of put with Marion: Newark, Portsmouth, Chillicothe, Mansfield. I mean, Warren. Probably not too many. So it would be cool. But we want to look at the qualifications, and I think we can agree that Bill Collins has visibility, and I think he is helped by the great reputation that law enforcement has in this area, which is good. But
well, I think that becomes the issue.
All the three candidates to me are appealing. It's not a case, as I say, pick the one that nauseates you the least. That was the issue in the last presidential election. In this, as I told Ron, in this election, you know, I don't live in the city of Marion, but if I did, I would probably vote for Collins, but I would not be upset if the other two won, because I certainly find appeal in all three of them.
Well, it's an interesting point. I don't know where it all will shake out in the end, but I guess we'll find out as time goes on.
I want to thank all of them for being gracious, being on the air with you and spewing forth their opinions, you know, being professional. You know, there are certainly some politicians, you know, the one in particular that I'm referring to, who could certainly learn from that. So I thank all three of them for that. And that's important also. The mayor works for the people, and all three of these people are showing that they would do that as mayor, and we would be pleasantly surprised by their visibility and accessibility. Okay, well, Scott, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling.
Have a great show.
All right, now if you want to comment on the Stu McGowan interview, feel free. 740-751-4038 or anything going on mayorally here in Ohio. I think we have our phone problem fixed. Is it ringing busy now when you call in, when somebody else is on the line? If it's ringing busy, just continue to call in. But if it's ringing busy, we shouldn't have any disconnection problems again. Now, the trivia question we have going, it's left over from yesterday. A business on North Main Street that was or is a food business. That is the question we did not get answered yesterday. A business on North Main Street that was or is a food business. Now, North Main Street for me is north of the railroad tracks. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Today, working out of the home office. All right. Does anybody know what that one remaining business is? And again, if you won a prize yesterday, if you won the Del Taco Beanie, or you won the $10 gift card to Del Taco, you can stop by the studio today 10 a.m. to 12 noon and pick that up. That's how that will all work. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, we do have a Family Feud question here, a new one. And it's kind of interesting because I think we started this last week, but to be honest with you, my bookkeeping is apparently not as good as it needs to be because I have forgotten which answers we did get. So we're just going to start this one all over again. It is seven answers. And if we got the answers before, just I guess you're going to get in again because at this point I think I misplaced the paper in which I was writing down the answer. So here's the Family Feud question. Name something that starts with live and. You remember this question? Name something that starts with live and. That's the same. Live and. We've got seven big answers here. 740-751-4038. This might have been the category that broke down the phone lines on Monday. Name something that starts with live and. All seven answers up on the board here. All right, let's go to the phones and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Live and learn.
Live and learn, absolutely. Number three on the list. We got it.
Okay.
Live and learn. Number three on the list. Name something that starts with live and. Now we've got live and learn. That's number three on the list. Remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, I don't know if it's live and let die or not.
The live and let die, number two on the list. You got it.
We haven't done this one before.
Well, we started it, but I think we got three answers, but I don't know what I did with the thing, so we're just going to start it fresh again.
Well, I think I'm getting psychic. I can't, because a lot of times we've done these before.
Well,
okay.
We started this one, but we didn't get all the way through it.
I'm getting scared, okay.
Okay. All right, we've got live and, what do we got here? Live and let die, and we've got live and learn. Now, the category is, name something that starts with live and. Live and. We've got live and let die, and we've got live and learn. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper. No, well, not quite, but you're close. Not live long and prosper, but not too far off. We've got live and let die and live and learn. Name something that starts with live and. Live and. 740-751-4038. That's how it's all done here, 740-751-4038. Name something that starts with live and. We've got live and let die and live and learn. Still, how many answers do we have here? We've got one, two, three, four, five. Five answers still left on the big list today. And remember, the telephone number is 740-751-4038. And we're getting a guest here online. Live and let live. Now, that was it. That was the shortened answer. All right, we're going to take the phone call here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about live and prosper? I can't even say it. Prosper.
No live and prosper on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No live and prosper on the list. All righty. Name something that starts with live and. We've got live and let die, live and learn. We've still got the number one answer, number four, number five, number six, and number seven. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Live it up.
Not live it up. Live it up is not on the list today. 41 minutes past the hour here. WGH time. Go ahead, caller.
I think one was live and love.
Live and love. No live and love.
Oh, okay.
No live and love on the list today. We've got live and let die, live and learn. Let's see here, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Live high on the hog.
No living high on the hog. No living high on the hog. Now remember, if you call and get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in here. Name something that starts with live and. Live and. So far, we've got the number two answer, live and let die. We've got live and learn, which was the number three answer. But we still have one, four, five, six, and seven. 740-751-4038. Name something that starts with live and. That old saying, live and. And 740-751-4038. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got coming down the path. Go ahead, caller.
Live and let live.
Live and let live. Absolutely. Number one on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Live and let live shows up at number one. So now we've got live and let live. Live and let die, and live and learn. Still four other answers on the list. Name something that starts with live and. Live and. Fill in the blank, I guess is how it goes. 740-751-4038. Trivia here this morning. On WGH Talk. Live and let live. Live and let die. And live and learn. Four remaining answers. You know, these are interesting answers when you think about it. Well, you know, I'll tell you. It's a weird category because, well, we'll see what happens here. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Live the good life.
Not live the good life. Not live the good life. Live and let live. Live and let die. Live and learn. And there are four other answers. Now, the other ones certainly are less common than the first three. But there are four others. Do you know what they are? 740-751-4038. Live and let live, live and let die, live and learn. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Live and thrive.
What's that? Live and what?
Live and thrive.
Live and thrive. No live and thrive on the list. No live and thrive on the list here today. Boy, I'll tell you, this is why we did not make it very far in this category last time. Live and let live, live and let die, live and learn. Four other answers. 740-751-4038. Name something that starts with live and. Kind of a fill-in-the-blank question here. Live and. Well, the first three were easy. Live and let live. Live and let die. Live and learn. Four still to go here. What are they? 740-751-4038. Maybe this person's got an answer coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
Live and breathe.
Not live and breathe. Not live and breathe on this particular list. Live and is the category here. Live and. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say live and either laugh or smile. It seems like that's something.
no laugh or smile on the list.
Okay.
No laugh or smile on the list here. Live and let live. Live and let die. Live and learn. Four other answers. Go ahead, caller.
Live long and prosper.
No live long and prosper. Good guess.
No
live long and prosper on the list here today. Live and let live. Live and let die. Live and learn. Go ahead, caller.
Live and love.
No live and love on the list. No live and love on the list here today. All right, 740-751-4038. That's all it takes. Go ahead, caller.
Live and forget.
Not live and forget. No live and forget on the list here today. Live and let live. Live and let die. Live and learn. And four other answers. I'll give you a hint. One of these is very similar to the one of the other answers that was given. We've got live and let live, live and let die, live and learn. Four other answers to go. Name something that starts with live and. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that starts with live and. What are these other four answers? You know, this is to be honest with you, well, okay, I'll tell you, there's one answer on here that takes live as live. Well, there are two answers on here, I guess, that do that. So two are still under the category of live and the other two are under the category of live and. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say live and conquer.
Not live and conquer. So remember, two of the answers still fall under live and then two of them fall under live and. Live. Go ahead, caller.
Live and live?
Not live and live. Not live and live. But one of the answers is very close to one of the other answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Live and laughter.
No live and laughter, but a good guess.
Hey, Scott, who won yesterday? I didn't get to hear the end of the show.
Oh, you won the beanie.
Oh, I did?
You did. It's up at the studio. You can pick that up today between 10 and 12 or tomorrow between 10 and 1.
All right. Yeah, I didn't get to listen. I was in a meeting, and that's great. I'll stop by tomorrow then and pick it up. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Yep, Ryan won our beanie yesterday, and I cannot remember who won the $10 to Del Taco. Now, if anybody can remind me here, who won the $10 yesterday? I know their names on it at the studio, but I can't remember who won the Del Taco. The brain is starting to go. That's what's happening. 740-751-4038. But if you won the Del Taco, your name is on it at the studio, and you can pick it up today between 10 and 12, or tomorrow between 10 and 1. Gosh, I cannot remember for the life of me who won that yesterday. Anyway, 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. The category is name something that starts with live and. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try live and loud.
Not live and loud. Not live and loud. Name something that starts with live and or live and. Live and or live and. Go ahead, caller.
Did you say one was started with live instead of live?
Yeah, two of them are actually live and two are live and.
Oh, I was going to say live wire, but you said you have to have the and in there.
Yeah, live and.
Okay, so it could be live wire then.
No live wire on the list here today. Name something that starts with live and or live and. Now we've got live and let live and let die, live and learn. And one of these other answers is very similar to one of the first three. If that doesn't complicate things, I don't know what does. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Live and in person.
Live and in person. Absolutely. Number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Live and in person. That's one of them. Now we're down to three. All right. Going right down the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I don't have an answer for your game you're playing today, but I have an answer for question of yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Somebody asked, I think maybe it was Sarah, the Italian restaurant on North Main Street.
Oh, yes, yes.
At McDonald's. That was the Bona Vista.
Oh, the Bona Vista. That's right.
I think that was owned by Ralph Nicolosi.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, it was right there close to McDonald's, right?
Yeah, just north of the parking lot. You know, a big house. You went in, there was open stairway of about six or seven steps along the side of the house that you had to go up into the main floor.
And they had pretty good Italian food.
It was the best Italian in town.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she's out there listening. The Bona Vista, that's right. Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bona Vista, that was the answer we were looking for yesterday. That's right. Well, there you go. And by the way, we still do have the question hanging over from yesterday. A business on North Main Street that deals with food. Bona Vista. Wonder if Sarah's out there listening. Go ahead, caller.
Live and in color?
Not live and in color, but that's a good one. No live and in color on this particular list here today. Go ahead, caller.
Thank that man so much. I racked my brain forever for Bona Vista.
Bona Vista, yes, the old Italian. We thank Ernie for that.
Yeah, so glad to get that. Now, what about Live from New York? It's Saturday night.
You know, that should be on here. It's not, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah, we certainly thank Ernie for giving us the Bona Vista answer here, the old Italian place on Main Street, North Main. But no Live from New York. It's Saturday night. Did not make the list here. 55 minutes past the hour. Name something that starts with live and or live and. And there's one on here real close to another answer. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say live and funny.
Not live and funny. No live and funny on the list today. Live and let live. Live and let die. Live and learn. Live and in person. Three other answers. One is live and two are live and. Well, one is actually alive and I don't know how it got on this list, but can you think of a saying that goes alive and what the blank would be? 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say live-in roommate.
No live-in roommate. No live-in roommate. So we've got live and, live and alive and. Go ahead, caller.
Live and in concert?
Not live and in concert. Not live and in concert. Live and, live and alive and. Go ahead, caller.
Alive and kicking?
Alive and kicking. That's that one. Number seven. Thank you. Yes, alive and kicking would be the answer there. So now we're down to two. Live and alive. No, live and live and. Now, remember, one is still very close to our first three. We had live and let live and let die, and live and learn. Now, one of these is very close to one of those. So we've got one answer left that's live and one answer that's live and. Well, I guess I'll say it's alive. It could be live and blank or alive and blank. You are alive and what? Go ahead, caller.
Live and in flesh?
Not in the flesh. So we've got live and alive and what? Huh. I don't know where this question came from. This is a tough one. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say live and in concert?
Not live and in concert. Not live and in concert. We've got alive and you are alive and what? And then the other one is live and it even uses one of the answers from the first three. Live and let live and let die, and live and learn. 2 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Who's got the final two answers? Alive and what? You are alive and what? And then the other one is live and it uses one of the words from one of the first three answers, live and let die, or live and learn. All right, that's, hopefully we can blow out the last two here in the minute. Go ahead, caller.
Alive and well.
Alive and well, you've got it. That's number six. Alive and well. Now we're down to one answer. Live and it uses a word from one of our first three answers. Live and let live and let die, and live and learn. Go ahead, caller.
Alive and healthy.
Not alive and healthy. Good guess. Not alive and healthy. Live and. Live and. What is it? 20 seconds left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Yep, that's what I was going to say, Scott. Alive and well.
Okay.
Sorry.
Nope. One answer left to go. Live and. Uses a word from the first. All right. Don't forget, Voice of a People, Linda Sims, 10:15 to 12 noon. Adam the Computer Guy, 12 to 1. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows.